to New Wine. My name is J. Matthew Barnes. The goal of New Wine is simply this: to talk about what it looks like to follow Jesus in the real world. This is the very first New Wine podcast, and I want to do two things. Number one, introduce myself, and number two, talk about why this podcast and my website, jmatthewbarnes.com, is called New Wine. First things first, my name is J. Matthew Barnes. Most people call me Matt. I'm a follower of Jesus, a husband to my amazing wife Alita, a father to my wonderful son Myron, a dog owner, a missional practitioner, a Bible nerd, a sports nut, and a novice guitar player. I'll talk briefly about each of these things. I'm a follower of Jesus. By that I mean that Jesus is the center of my life, and I seek to pattern my life more and more after the life I see Him living in the Bible. I first met Jesus when I was 8 years old, but my relationship with Jesus didn't really take off until I was 16. It was at that age that I began to understand what it looked like to follow Jesus in the real world, the real world that's complicated, messy, difficult, and thoroughly amazing. I followed Jesus to a small Christian college, to a seminary, into marriage, to Southern California to pursue a PhD, to a historically missional church, onto staff on that church, and into a rough urban neighborhood. Jesus has led my wife and I and our son through some crazy times, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm also a husband to my amazing wife, Alita. I take being a husband very seriously. Outside of pleasing God, there's nothing that matters more to me than loving my wife well. She makes it super easy for me. Her name is Alita, and she's simply the best. She's my partner in ministry, parenthood, and love. She's passionate about Jesus, being a wife and a mom, being the best speech-language pathologist she can be, and being a great friend and family member. I seriously could not have done better than Alita. Each day we've been together is a day in which I've become a better man. I'm a father to my wonderful son Myron also. At the time I'm recording this podcast, Myron is 6 weeks old. Alita and I adopted him and have had him in our care from the moment he was born. That's a long story that I'll share another time, but suffice it to say that Myron is the biggest blessing we've ever received, and Wendy, his birth mother, is our forever hero. If you're interested, I have a blog on which I write letters for Myron to read when he's older. The web address is dadjourneys.wordpress.com. That's dadjourneys.wordpress.com. I'm also a missional practitioner. My wife and I have recently moved into a rough urban neighborhood in which we, along with some of our friends, have adopted this neighborhood and want to see the kingdom of God come to fruition here in tangible ways, being a tangible blessing to our neighbors. We want to see the power of Jesus and His kingdom come to fruition in this place, in whatever way that He wants to use us. My wife and I are also dog owners. Our dog's name is Sunny Bernice, and she's almost 12 years old. She's been great over the years. She helped Alita and I both as I was in seminary working two jobs. She gave Alita lots of company and helped me stay awake to complete my homework. Honestly, though, Sunny is a major part of our lives, and we're so excited that she and Myron seem to be getting along well so far. I'm a Bible nerd, too. What I mean by this is simple. I love studying the Bible in great detail. I've spent the majority of my adult life learning about studying the Bible or teaching the Bible to others. I'm currently nearing the completion of my PhD in New Testament at Fuller Seminary in Pasadena, California. I'm writing about Paul's description of his past and the impact Jesus had on his worldview, which is found in the first part of Philippians chapter 3. So needless to say, from time to time, I may swim off into the deep waters of hardcore Bible interpretation. I'm also a huge sports nut. I love the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Cubs. Weird combo, I know, but that's how the cookie crumbled. I grew up playing baseball and basketball, and I played high school football in Texas. That was a crazy experience. Talk about passion. And lastly, I'm a novice guitar player. And by novice, I don't mean that I just started playing. I mean that I'm more or less a beginner. Sure, I can play worship songs, but those are pretty simple. I started learning guitar in college to help me score points with the ladies. Yeah, that didn't work. But I do play guitar regularly now, either to help lead worship during worship services, or simply as a relaxation and meditation technique for me. So that's a little bit about me. I should also say that my wife and I and our missional community have adopted our neighborhood and hope to see the power of the gospel at work there. We live in a densely populated, largely impoverished urban area. In our neighborhood, there are young people who are gang-affiliated, families, nonprofits, schools, parks, businesses, and folks of all sorts, various ethnicities, and some socioeconomic diversity as well. In preparation for the move to this neighborhood, and for some time before that as well, I had been reading up on the missional movement that has been spearheaded in the church by people like Alan Hirsch, Jen Hatmaker, Hugh Halter, and Neil Cole. And while this word missional is a bit faddish right now, the idea behind it is not. And that idea is simple. We must follow Jesus in the real world. We must be on mission with him. What we see him doing in the scriptures, those are the sorts of things that we should be doing. So I've been thinking a lot about that lately, and I wanted to share some of the results of that thinking with all of you. That's why I started my website, jmatthewbarnes.com, and that's why I've started this podcast, the New Wine Podcast. But why call it the New Wine Podcast? What does wine have to do with following Jesus in the real world? Well, I'll share with you the origin of the name New Wine. During my journey through a bunch of missional literature, and after having attended several missional conferences such as Exponential West and the Christian Community Development Association's conference, I noticed that lots of people refer to a passage from the teachings of Jesus that mentions new wine. Here's the version found in Luke chapter 5, verses 36 through 39. He told them this parable. No one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch on an old one. Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new one will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins. The new wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wants the new, for they say, the old is better. And here's how this passage is sometimes interpreted by missional practitioners, thinkers, researchers, speakers, and writers. The missional movement is the new patch, the new wine, and the traditional church model is the old clothes and the old wineskin. The implication is clear. You can't mix the new with the old, or things will go bad quickly. Now, there is some truth in what they're saying, but I don't think the passage from Luke 5 has to apply to the missional versus traditional debate. And here's why. People tend to think of Luke 5 in these contexts because they've seen the missional thing go belly up when people try to force it within a traditional context. And since it didn't work, they throw their hands up and say something like, Jesus was right in Luke 5, you can't mix the old and the new. Well, from my experience, there's more at play than that. My guess is that the missional people are uber sure of their ideas and methods and don't want to budge an inch, and they certainly don't want to compromise. And the traditional people, well, they're probably pretty much the same. They can be intractable too. In that environment, nothing could survive. But I'm convinced that Jesus wasn't talking about missional versus traditional in this passage. Of course not. And I also don't think he was making a general statement about how old and new can't mix. There are tons of examples of old and new things mixing just fine. Instead, if we examine this text and the verses around it closely, we see something interesting. Both before and after this passage about new wine, we see Jesus and his disciples having some conflict with the Pharisees. In each case, the conflict is about rigidly following rules or even human-made interpretations of rules instead of caring for people. And this is truly the context for this passage. Then it may well be that Jesus is saying that the new patch and the new wine is not rigidly following rules. That's the old clothes and the old wineskin. Instead, the newness is found in putting others first, in loving them. In John 13:34, Jesus says it best, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." It's the newness of the love that Jesus calls his disciples to that doesn't mix well with the oldness of rigidly following rules. And friends, that's what I'm convinced we've moved away from as we've sought to follow Jesus these days. We're more focused on listening to the right music, reading the right books, hanging out with the right people, tweeting, Facebooking, and Instagramming the right things, etc., etc. And it's my fear that we focus too much on rules and not nearly enough on loving one another. And who could blame us? Love is difficult and messy. Love requires investment and patience. Love can and will lead us light years away from our comfort zones. But if we focus on rules, we can check them off our list and feel pretty good about that, so that it appears that we're holy and we're put together. But all this focus on rules and not love has led to fewer people attending our worship services each week, fewer people demonstrating that their lives are marked by their faith in Jesus, and fewer people actively following Jesus in the real world. And it's my goal to join with so many of my brothers and sisters who are seeking to help mobilize people to follow Jesus in the real world. So on the New Wine podcast, you'll hear me share stories from time to time from the front lines of our neighborhood with regard to following Jesus. I'll also talk about passages from the Bible that inspire or challenge me to follow Jesus better. And I'll also chat about books and other resources that are helping me figure out this whole following Jesus thing as well. And from time to time, I hope to interview some folks who encourage me, directly or from afar. Thanks for beginning this journey with me. I'll talk to you soon. Grace.